Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Reflections on the Stations of the Resurrection. Today we are at the fifth station, Jesus Meets the Women. This is available on Friday, the 24th of April, through till Monday, the 27th. As we gather, then we say, Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his suffering ones. Jesus said, This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day has dawned, and the way to life stands open in our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in him shall never die. So our reading for today comes from Matthew chapter 28, verses 9 and 10. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, Greetings. And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. So they, being the women, in Matthew's version of the resurrection appearances, they appear. Jesus meets them again suddenly, and they bow to his feet, take hold, and they worship. I wonder what our response is or would be to suddenly seeing the risen Jesus. These are women who had turned up to anoint Jesus' body, and yet had found that the tomb was empty. We have it that they ran, or Mark has it at least, that they ran back to tell the others. But for Matthew, this passage comes at the end of that first visit for the women. They had talked to the angel. And the angel had told them that he was risen. Then they hurry away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy. And on their way, it seems, to tell the disciples. So this is when this happened. Suddenly Jesus met them. It must have been a very disorienting Sunday morning for them, still potentially clutching their spices that they bought in order to embalm Jesus' body. They were then greeting and worshipping a risen Lord. And so Jesus turned their world upside down. And interestingly, Jesus tells the women to tell the others to go to Galilee, not to go to the tomb, to create some sense of place of worship, not to seek him in Jerusalem, but to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. Fascinating. Go back to your home territory. Jerusalem was only a place of visit, and yet, according to Matthew at least, it was in Galilee where the Great Commission happened, where Jesus went back to heaven. So, some questions for us. How do you view your home location? Is it a place where you have certainty that you would meet the Lord. How do you view the risen Jesus? Is it a place where you, how do you view the risen Jesus? Do you, with the women, take hold of his feet and worship? Or has the appearance of Jesus raised from the dead become just ordinary news for you? So let's take time to pray. We praise you and we bless you, our risen Lord Jesus, King of glory, for your simple word of greeting, which made the hearts of the women leap with joy. Speak your word of love to those whose hearts are broken, that they too may hear your loving, beckoning call. To you, Lord Jesus, whose call summons us to life in all its fullness, be honour and glory now and forever. Amen. And Lord, we echo that prayer. We ask that you would indeed speak your word of love to those whose hearts are broken. And Lord, we ask that you would be instruments, that we would be your instruments, that we would be people who on your behalf also speak your word of love to those whose hearts are broken. And Lord, we thank you for the gift of telephones, of neighbours that we can still talk to, even in these days when we cannot see so many people. Lord, we ask that you'd help us to be witnesses in the places where we are, that we might be people who point others to you. And Lord, I pray that our hearts would leap with joy today as we hear again your greetings, your acknowledgement of us, your love for us. Help us indeed to know life in all its fullness this day and in the days to come. Amen. So praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory, we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. This was brought to you by Martin Saunders, Vicar of St. Philip and St. James Church in Chatham and Kent. If you want to know more about the church, you're very welcome to join us at www.pipandjims.co.uk. That's PIPNJIMS.co.uk. Thank you.